All right. Well, day two for us, and it was a good one overall. I thought that you could see, looking at both sides, that the defense, you could see they were up to speed a little bit. And just like we talked about yesterday, learning a little bit more of the offense, it can catch up to you and some of the guys. But that's okay. And so they understand that. I understand that as a coach. We understand it. And the biggest thing for us is no repeated mistakes. And so when you see repeated mistakes, those are the ones you got to fix. And for the most part, it was a good day for us. We'll get back tomorrow, do a little red zone, and finish up camp strong.
Man, we saw Prince intercept Mitch and go in there, and then a couple of defensive players got hands on his passes. What
yeah.
did you make of his day throwing the ball, particularly the two?
Nothing. That's a part of football. I was happy for our defense. That's a good play. You know, he read the ball well. He made a good play on it, and so. For Mitch, the biggest thing as he grows and learns to play that position is it's next play mentality. So there's nothing you can do about it now, right? You let that sink into your brain too much, you're in trouble the rest of the game. So he'll be fine, and that's the great ones in this league. Trust me, they've thrown interceptions before. So that's a part of the game, a part of life.
Matt, as you continue to get a feel for who Tariq is as a playmaker, what gives you the sense of how he can be most dynamic?
Well, he gives you the ability to – he's a run threat, and then he can catch the ball in space in broken formations. So for us, that's an advantage for the play callers and the play designers to be able to do some different things, move them around, and try to get an advantage versus either a slower linebacker or whether it's a bigger guy, or if it's a really small guy, he can do some things on him as well. He's pretty quick himself. So he's dynamic, and when you have that – and then you get a kid that's his football IQ, he's really smart, and I just got done saying about making the same mistakes twice so far. From what we've seen, he doesn't do that.
Talk to him about refining his route running ability. What do you emphasize with him in that regard as he becomes a little bit more sophisticated in that regard?
Well, for the route running, he just needs to understand that he's not a receiver. So there's a lot of details that the receivers themselves are putting into. He's a running back. So whatever we can do in the specific routes, his route tree is not going to be quite as big. So the ones that he does have, he can hone in on those and understand the specifics of that. And Coach London will do a great job at teaching him that. But then also remember too, we need you to run the ball too. And if you become one dimensional in a certain way, now it's advantage defense.
You saw him as a player on tape, so you knew kind of what he could do there. But what are your impressions of him as a kid? He seems kind of humble. Like today, he said he hasn't accomplished anything yet in the league. But what's been your impression of him as a person?
Well, that might be one of the best parts about him that I've taken in from just the few weeks that I've got to see him is his personality. Is you see how he is around the guys, but then you see how he is in the classroom when he's extremely focused and trying to learn the details of the offense. As you said, I mean, he's a humble kid. And when you have guys like that respect the game and respect their peers and the players and they want to be great, he has the ability to be really good, and he knows that. But he's young, and he's got a lot to learn. So we're going to teach him everything we can and move him around, do different things, and that's not a secret. So how do we get him to where we want him to be by the time the season starts is what we need to do as coaches.
You talked yesterday about the value of confidence from practice for Kevin White. Brother.
Yeah.
With Kevin, somebody who doesn't have a whole lot of NFL experience or success, does that become more important, just building practice upon practice? And what have you seen?
Yeah, you need to stack them. And he needs to do that. And then there's going to be those days where there's a mental error that he has, or several mental errors that he has, or a couple drop balls or a missed assignment. And that's the mentality that we right now as a staff have with these guys, is that that's okay. Sometimes you're going to take a step backwards to go two step forwards. And so that's kind of where he's at. He's a kid that his confidence hasn't been where it needs to be. But what I can tell you is that from what I've seen so far, if I was somebody that was coming into this building and facility that didn't know anything about him, you'd never in a million years know it from what we've seen recently.
I was just saying, you're stepping into this, you know, 3 years into his career where you haven't lived the ups and downs the way
sure.
he has. Does that fresh perspective maybe help him a little bit?
I would think it would, that it would help him. I mean, if any of us were in that situation and you have a fresh start, forget about the whys of what happened. Forget about that. That doesn't matter. What matters is about right now. And so he's young. He has so much room to, he has a big ceiling. And now we can try to do it as much as we can as coaches and try to pull it out of him, but he's got to work hard. He's got to put time in the playbook. He's got to put in the extra work after practice when he can. And then when the game comes, he's got to make plays. And so when you do that, his confidence will slowly get better and better. The physical tools, forget about it. He's got all that. It's just a matter of him mentally right now seeing it happen and stacking them play by play in each practice, and then having a guy like Mike Furry as a wide receiver coach that is a really good motivator, has played the position and can be there with them, you know, from start to finish.
He had a catch on the left sideline in today's practice, like a little bit of an underthrown ball. It was a contested catch. Do you take anything away from something like that that happens, you know, in an indoor practice in mid-April? As for a guy that, as you said, is trying to build.
Yeah, that's part of the stack right there. You go downfield and it's a play where you want the ball to go downfield, and it might be a catch and run for a touchdown, and the ball's slightly underthrown. Now use your size and athleticism, your ball skills. He's a guy that can win the 50-50 balls, and he did that. Now, as we tell our defense, you know, in these type of camps, it's only fair to let let everybody know our DBs. Offense wins a lot of these drills just because of the rules, and you can't go to the ground. So that's in fairness to the DBs. But he came down with the ball. He made a good catch, and that's every one of those I'll take, and I know he will too.
Aaron Lynch had to be helped off the field. Is that one of those kind of reality moments that hits you as an NFL coach, just how important it is to keep players healthy? And what can you say about his situation?
It is, and that goes, again, you in this league, you have to have depth, and it's the next man up mentality. You look at some of these teams that have had success in the past, really, with the Eagles, first of all, and you have to have it. But at the same time, it was an unfortunate situation where he hurt his ankle, and he'll be okay. But yeah, it does. It makes you all of a sudden kind of jump back and say, okay, you know, first of all, you hope he's okay, and now who's the next man up, and then you roll, and he'll be fine.
As you've gotten installing for this offense, what kind of sense do you have for how you can use Shaheen and Burton together in different packages?
Yeah, and really, the same thing goes with Deion Sims. You know, all those guys, and that's not to slight any of the other tight ends that are there, but you can only put so many guys on the field at once skill-wise. But the tight end group right now has been, to me, a really pleasant surprise in regards as a whole and what I've seen. These are some guys that have come out and made some – you saw, they're making some good catches out there. They're running precise routes, the stick routes that they're running versus man and zone and the details of that, but then they're making the catches. So we're so simple right now in regards to our personnels that we're not really at a point where we're doing a bunch of different things with formation. We are very, very simple with formations and personnel right now. That's on purpose. As we get into training camp, and then you'll start seeing a little bit more. We cannot start doing the other stuff if we don't know how to do the basics.
Where do you stand?
What role did Gary play in providing insight on Nelson, McGlinchey, those guys? And how much stock can you put into somebody who obviously loves the kid, but also knows them better than you guys?
Yeah, that's a benefit that you have when you have college coaches that have been with these guys for their careers. And that's the one thing that happens for you as a coach as you go through this, and it helps out the scouting department, the personnel department, is that you can see them on tape and you can understand what type of players are. But then also on top of it, and this can help separate one guy from another, is who's the person and how do they, you know, what kind of person are they? And so to have Harry, Mark, some of these college guys, Charles London, who was at Penn State, to have these college guys know who they are as players and how they adapt to certain situations, to me, I feel like that's a good thing. And so that's up to Ryan and those guys, how they value it and what stock they put into it. But I know this much, if I'm them, I put stock into, you know, where they're at and what they say.
In general, how different has the draft process been for you as a head coach as opposed to being an offensive coordinator? I mean, it was much, much
better. Yeah, it's totally different. So as a coordinator, you're trying to organize practice for the upcoming week. You're trying to, you know, do, and you're not involved with everybody, the other two-thirds in the defense and the special teams. And so now Ryan comes down and grabs me, and I got to go into the meeting and sit down, and But that's why I do what I do, because I enjoy that. I like that part of it. And so being able to be there with the defense and kind of see it, for me, being able to watch some defensive players and see how our coaches evaluate, see how our scouts evaluate defensive talent is fun. So, but the biggest thing is it just takes away from my time prepping offensively. So I got to balance it, and I need to be able to kind of do that the right way.
This is a couple more early in the process. Like, how do you balance giving Mitch the latitude to make mistakes with, like, knowing that he's still this is all very new to him?
Yeah, so as far as making mistakes, that's going to happen. And what I don't want him to do is I don't want him to be thinking too much at all. Go out and just let the thing rip. Just let it go. Make the throws. We call it card throws. If you're in practice and you're a scout team quarterback and you just throw and you really don't care, you're just throwing it on time, anticipation throws. That's what I want from him right now, is to do that. And then forget about it. Work on your accuracy, being able to know, but are your eyes going to where my eyes are going in the progression? If it's man-to-man and the guy's beating them up underneath on a shallow cross route, are your eyes going there, or are you going to the backside versus zone? If it's zone, are your eyes going to the man, you know, vice versa? So I care what the result of the play is, but I don't put too much stock this early in it, because I want him to just be going. I want our eyes to be going to the same spot right now.
I feel like the offense makes sense to him, though, with some of the concepts that are slowly being put into it. Do you feel like it just kind of makes sense for
him? It does. It does, and he's able to get out there. I mean, he played so much shotgun in college at Carolina, so much, and the stuff that we do is easy for him. Now he just has to take that language that he learned in North Carolina, put it into our language, and then what's going to happen is you're going to see an evolution of him. Right now, calling the plays in the huddle is easy. That is not one concern at all for him, calling the plays. To me, that's a step forward, because he's ahead of the game, because when he gets up to the line of scrimmage now it's his first wide vision of just understanding and seeing the defense and what's coming at him. So not only right now is he learning more of the offense, but day two he's seeing more defenses from Vic. So you take that and this, you put it together, and you're not going to have quite as good of a practice. Now you fast forward to training camp. He's going to be able to put that together, and now we got to do it in the game. So,
a week out, knowing the draft capital you have at that number 8 pick, what's your sense with the way the talent is in the draft, what you can get with that first top 10 pick?
You can ask Ryan on that one. He's the expert.
But is there some excitement?
Yeah, heck yeah, it's the draft. It's you're adding valuable pieces to the puzzle. So that's, you know, Ryan and those guys, you go up there and you walk through, you know, the offices and you know, they're in there, they're going through the tape and they're watching it, and I'll pop my head in every once in a while and ask them, you know, how are we looking, or what do you like here or there, and then we'll collaborate, we'll go through. But those guys do a great job at finding guys, and then we'll get together here and start really nailing it in and doing that. But to have the 8th pick in the draft right now, where we sit, is a great position, and we just gotta do it the right way.
How involved are you with the defensive guys?
As far as for our guys or the draft?
Just draft, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm involved.
Heavily, just.
You'll have to ask Ryan that. Appreciate it.